and he did add another medal to the, cabinet. It's a good day. So it's a great bunch of players in there. We're just delighted to get the victory after a tough match. We went 7-1 down. We'd have, within about the first 3 minutes, I think we kicked 4 or 5 wides. We wouldn't be happy with that. But yeah, we regrouped at half time. We were lucky, probably lucky enough to go on only 2 points down at half time. And we regrouped and we came out, and everything, a lot of other things went right for us at the end.
You're playing along with your own guys there today. Next week, totally different story. Your teammates today, fierce opponents next week.
Yeah, listen, it's probably only 2 weeks in the year that you get to play with these players, and it's a joy to play with all these players. But you know, it's when you turn on, when you put on the Ulster jersey, you're teammates. But next week, as you say, we'll be enemies. And we're getting prepared for the game now next week against Tyrone. Hopefully, we'll go into Oma. We'll, you know, Tyrone had a very good start to the league. They've won 2 out of 2, and you know, we'll be gunning for points in there. And hopefully, we can come away too.
And the championship game, of course, between the two counties coming up. Do you think both sides maybe will hold a little back in for this league encounter, or will they go at it full throttle?
I wouldn't see any reason why they won't go at it full throttle, because you know, Donegal Tyrone's last few years always have lived up to, you know, tight encounters, and we were lucky enough to come out on the right side of the games last few years. So hopefully we can keep that record up, and I'm supposed Tyrone's going to want to stop that and make sure we don't, you know, we'd get another one up on them before championship. So it's going to be a real tense and battle next week, and I'd say, you know, there'll be a good crowd out, and it'll be an enjoyable occasion, and hopefully we'll get a good match out of it. Yeah.